5, the sister wrote a book. Now, so we want to know this. Who did kill Malcolm X? If you all are saying that the nation didn't do it, then who did do it? And we're going to tell you that the government are the ones that are responsible for the death of our brother. Now, let's deal with it. On the day that Malcolm was assassinated, now let's deal first with February 14th, 1965. Malcolm X's house was firebombed in New York, right? And Malcolm X, immediately after his house was firebombed, he came out and said that the Nation of Islam are the ones that firebombed my house. That's what Malcolm X came out and said. And that's what the enemy puts on television. He did say that. But then, later, the fire department, because you have to keep in mind, we owned the house that he was living in. The nation owned the house and was paying the mortgage on the house. So now, the fire department and the police department, they tried to charge Malcolm with firebombing his own house. Y'all with me? If you read the FBI files, the fire department says that Malcolm X firebombed his own house. But the neighbor said that they saw firemen walking into the house with Molotov cocktails that they planted over throughout the house to make it seem like Malcolm firebombed his own house. Now, let me read to you what Malcolm X said after. See, they don't tell you this part. What did Malcolm X say after he found out that the fire department and the police department was trying to charge him with firebombing his own house? Listen to what he said. The more I keep thinking about this thing, the things that have been happening lately, I'm not all that sure it is the black Muslims. I know what they can do and what they can't. And they can't do some of the stuff recently going on. I think I'm going to quit saying that it's the Muslims. That's Malcolm X. After he found out that the police were trying to charge him with firebombing his own house. Now, what did Malcolm X's sister say? Malcolm X's sister, Ella, said that when, talking about the fire department, when the fire department planted the gasoline, I knew that it was no longer the Muslims. That's Malcolm X's sister. Are y'all with me? So now, Malcolm X's house is firebombed. Right? By somebody, anybody, and probably the government, you know, trying to look like us or whatever, right? So then February 21st, Malcolm X is in the Autobahn ballroom. And believe it or not, the man who is Malcolm X's chief security guard, his name was Gene Roberts. He was working for the New York Police Department, right? Now, this is his chief of security working for the New York Police Department. Are y'all with me?
Yes, sir.
Why is that important? Let me see. Let me get to it. Here it is. Now, after Malcolm X's house was firebombed, he requested police protection, right? 24-hour-a-day police protection. At the ballroom, there were no police in the ballroom. There were no police around the ballroom. Did the Honorable Elijah Muhammad call the police and say, look, we don't want y'all to go to the ballroom? Or did the police know that something was going to happen on that day and were away on purpose, right? Now, the first day, you know that when you came in here, you had to get checked, right? And Malcolm X, when he left the nation, at all of his meetings, he checked everybody because it only makes sense. But the first day that he did not check was February 21st, 1965, because his men came to him and said that the checking offends people. Y'all with me?
Yes, sir.
It reminds them of Elijah Muhammad. And so he got rid of it. So the only people that knew that there was not going to be a check was Malcolm X's security. Are y'all following me?
Yes, sir.
That's the only people. Malcolm X and his security, they didn't put it on TV. Look, there's not going to be a check. On Sunday at the Autobahn Ballroom, no check. They didn't put it on the radio.
Right.
So that means the assassins must have been working with that group that knew that there was not going to be a check. Are y'all following what I'm saying? The police must have been working with that group to know to stay away from the ballroom so they could let it go down. You understand what I'm saying? Okay, y'all with me? Now, no police protection. No search. As I said last week, at the Autobahn Ballroom, the media sat on the front row. But on February 21st, they put the media on the side. Y'all got that?
Yes, sir.
And the assassins were on the front.